now on, I will lead. You will follow. No objections.
Kill me!
Oh boy.
What did I get myself into?
This tournament is coming up in 2 weeks.
The team's undefeated champions, 3 years running. Do you see how I executed that technique? It's flawless.
Yes, sir!
They don't stand a chance against my scorpions.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest has been nominated 14 times for an Emmy, winning twice, has also taken home a Golden Globe and even a Grammy. He's a regular on both the Showtime series Masters of Sex and the CBS series The Millers. Currently, he can also be seen in Underdog Kids, an inspiring action-packed comedy for the whole family. It's now available on both DVD and on demand. It is a pleasure to say hello to Beau Bridges. Beau, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
I really appreciate your time today. Underdog Kids, it stars you and Tom Arnold. It sounds like a great family film. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful movie. I just saw it. Great family fun. Philip Ree directed it. And it's basically about Taekwondo and how it impacts lives in such a positive way, especially young people.
Mm-hmm.
And Philip Ree is the brother of my master, who I study Taekwondo with, Simon Ree.
Really?
Yeah. And Simon and Philip made a fantastic movie together years ago called Best of the Best, which I think is probably the best martial arts film ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is great. A lot of wonderful child actors in it. And, of course, Tom is always funny as hell whenever he's in there. And so it was really a good opportunity for me.
Well, you know, you can learn more about the film at underdogkids.com. And, you know, Bo, nowadays it's not often when the entire family can kind of gather and watch and enjoy the same thing at the same time.
That's right. Yeah, and this one really does it for you. I have five children myself, and all of my kids studied martial arts with Simon Ree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great way to teach them discipline and respect, and also a little self-defense along the way.
Yeah. In addition to Underdog Kids, people can also see you now in both The Millers and Masters of Sex, two very different types of shows, but also two very good shows as well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Masters of Sex, we're into our third season now. In fact, I worked yesterday on it. Michael Sheen and Lizzie Kaplan are the leads in it. And it really tells the story of Masters and Johnson. They were mm-hmm. man and woman who really turned the world upside down back in the 50s with their whole new outlook on sex and how it affects all of us. Mainly, they surprised people with their findings that women were not just along for the ride as it pertains to sex, like we men kind of thought back in those days.
Oh, sure.
They were in fact driving the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember their book coming out about sexuality back in those days. And they did a lot of experimentation that had never been done before. And this is sort of the behind-the-scenes story on that tale, and it's fascinating.
You know, one role I always think of when I think of you is the HBO film Without Warning, The James Brady Story. You won the Emmy, the Golden Globe, the Cable Ace. Tell me the difference in preparing for a character based in reality and historical perspective, rather than just having that blank chalkboard and canvas with a fictional character that you're helping create.
Yeah, it's a great experience because, you know, you obviously have the ability to jump right into your research, and if the person is alive, it's even like Jim Brady mm-hmm. story, it's even a bigger hand up because the guy is there, you know. And,
sure.
And I went, this is about, I can't remember how many years ago, many years ago, I traveled back to Washington, D.C. and met Jim Brady and his wife, Sarah, and their son, Scott. And, but it also, it brings with it a great responsibility because you really want to get it right.
Right.
Not only for the story's sake, but also for the person themselves. And I grew to really love Jim Brady and his family and what he stood for. And sadly, both Jim and Sarah died within the last couple of years.
That's correct, yeah.
Our friendship lasted right up until that time.
He really took a stand for what he believed in, and he made quite a difference. Now, you come from one of Hollywood's royal families when it comes to acting. Your brother, Jeff, of course, your father, Lloyd. You worked with both. You even directed your father. What is that like to work with your family? Is there a comfort zone, and can it get too comfortable?
Well, working with with family was a tradition my father really started back in the day when we were Jeff and I were young.
Mm-hmm.
My sister Cindy, we all appeared in his TV show Sea Hunt.
Right.
Very popular series back in the 50s and 60s. And he loved working with family. In fact, as Jeff and I got going in our careers, he would call us up and say, so I heard you booked a job. Yeah. And he says, is there anything in there for me? I say, no, Dad. He says, well, how about for your brother or your cousins, or, you know, go on and on. So we worked constantly with the family, and we still enjoy doing that.
There's nothing wrong with nepotism, not at all.
It sort of, you know, it shortcuts the whole process,
yeah,
because you don't have to go through that awkward period of getting to know somebody before you jump into a job task. It's, you know,
sure. That's a really good point. Yeah.
It's just great. Yeah.
Well, once again, you can see Bo and the family comedy Underdog Kids, which is now available on DVD and on demand. You can also check out the film site at underdogkids.com. Bo Bridges, continued best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks. I might add that the Masters of Sex, is the new series, is beginning this Sunday, so you can start watching that if you want.
It's a really good show, too. Bo, thanks again. Have yourself a great day.
Good talking to you, Ed.
Take care. Well, Bo Bridges, and he comes from quite a storied Hollywood family, and that's got to be quite a dynamic to be able to work with your brother. His brother has just become so eminently successful over the past several years, kind of a relaunch of his career. And if you remember Bo in The Fabulous Baker Boys, playing opposite his brother, Jeff. Also, Bo won a Grammy. If you remember Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, he won a Grammy as a narrator for that. So this is a man who is quite a well-rounded performer. And in researching for this interview last night, and I didn't get a chance to bring this up with Bo, but on YouTube, there is a Johnny Carson clip from 1977, and Bo is on, and much, much younger, obviously, and talking about the first time that he worked with his dad. Now, his dad, a legendary actor, Lloyd Bridges, he mentioned Sea Hunt, Airplane, and even much later in his career, one of the last things he did was he played Mendelbaum, the physical trainer on Seinfeld. But he talked about when he was working this very emotional scene with his dad. So they were supposed to confront each other. In film, they do something called a turnaround. When you see the two actors face-to-face, you see the one face and the other face, well, those are shot completely from the one perspective, and then they edit everything together and chop it all up. Anyway, so when you would see Bo, he wasn't getting the right emotion with his father. He was supposed to get very upset with him and grab him and pull him. Well, his father said, really do it. Really reach out and grab me. So the director says action, so he starts, and he grabs a hold of his father's chest, and he pulls really hard on his shirt, and he hears his father scream, ow. And he wonders, what did I do? Did I just hurt my father? He ripped all the chest hair out of his father because he got a little bit too much with actually trying to act the scene the way his father wanted to. But he did a variety of different things. And as Bo mentioned, this movie that's out now, Underdog Kids, with him and with Tom Arnold, it's about Taekwondo, and that is something that's very relatable, family activity. And as I mentioned to him, how many things can a family all sit around together and watch? And it's a pretty interesting dichotomy in our conversation here. You talk about Underdog Kids, and he wanted to talk about Masters of Sex and make sure that he got the plug in for that at the end. Those are two things that you will never be able to book together for family movie night at the same place at the same time. So it says a lot about his career that he's able to kind of do both, that he's able to do the family film and also Masters of Sex. He didn't really talk about it much, but his role in The Millers, the sitcom on CBS with Will Arnett, it's a pretty successful show. So this guy has been around for quite a long time, but is able to do both. So Beau Bridges, and again, as we mentioned, winning that Grammy as well for An Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore's documentary. And he's a member of an organization called the Wishtoyo Foundation, which is a very heavily involved with the environment. He's on the board of that, and something that's also very important to him. So Beau Bridges, the award-winning actor, make sure you check out the movie Underdog Kids. You can learn more about it, underdogkids.com, but it's available now on demand and on DVD. That'll put a wrap on this hour of the program. This, our first anniversary show, so Beau Bridges gets added to the cavalcade of stars that we have had over the past 12 months. And we've had some pretty big-name talent, and I'm actually pretty proud to say that. So year two, even more stars as things go rolling on. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.